Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met in private today, mere hours after Warren endorsed Clinton for president. The proximity of those two events has got the political world abuzz about whether Clinton might ask the senator to be her vice presidential running mate and whether Warren would say yes. Political analyst Jeff Berry is watching the diplomatic dance and considering just what's at stake here in Massachusetts for Elizabeth Warren and for Hillary Clinton.
There are pluses and minuses for Clinton with Warren. One is she helps to smooth things over with the liberal wing of the party. But on the other hand, she could be a bit of a liability in the election in the sense that Donald Trump's going to go to Wall Street guys, hedge fund managers, and say, look, you want Elizabeth Warren as vice president, or you want Elizabeth Warren as the Secretary of Treasury? If you don't want that, pull out your checkbook and help move this campaign forward. Trump is having trouble raising money, so Warren could actually help him in that sense.
And what is Elizabeth Warren weighing here?
Elizabeth Warren has to weigh whether she really wants this. She has not made any indications over time that she aspires to be president of the United States. But if you assume that Clinton serves 8 years, should be elected, Elizabeth Warren would be pretty old to be running for president. So she needs to think about that, too.
And for Hillary Clinton?
For Hillary Clinton, she gets a very effective campaigner. She gets someone who's going to create excitement. On the other hand, one of the things she has to think about is whether she wants, instead of a woman vice presidential candidate, she wants a Hispanic vice presidential candidate. One of the issues is not who Hispanics prefer, but whether or not they can be mobilized in greater numbers for 2016. So if that's weighing heavily in Hillary Clinton's mind, then Thomas Perez, who's the Secretary of Labor, or Julian Castro, who's the Secretary of HUD, they might be the better choice than Elizabeth Warren.
If the decision ultimately is to go with Elizabeth Warren on the ticket with Hillary Clinton, what do they both bring to the table in terms of their vision for this country? Where do they overlap and where do they differ?
Warren is to the left of Hillary Clinton, so there's a bit of breadth, I guess you would say, on the Democratic side from a conventional liberal to a fire-breathing lefty in Elizabeth Warren. So the real division, I think, is on financial regulation. Elizabeth Warren would be much more sympathetic to constraining investment banks and hedge funds from taking the kind of risks that they do. Hillary has been someone, as we know from the taunts in the campaign from Bernie Sanders, is very comfortable getting up in front of Goldman Sachs and giving a talk. So she's seen as much friendlier to Wall Street and to hedge funds than I think Elizabeth Warren is.
How about in terms of foreign policy for both?
I doubt there's a whole lot of difference. Elizabeth Warren might be a little bit more cautious, but I think Hillary Clinton herself is cautious. So I don't think that what separates them on foreign policy would present a problem if they turn out to be mates on the Democratic ticket.
By the way, if Elizabeth Warren does make it to the Democratic ticket, Massachusetts stands to lose a Democrat in the Senate. What does it stand to gain, both in the Senate, with Governor Baker making the pick, and also in the executive branch?
Well, I think that the Massachusetts Democratic Party would love to have Elizabeth Warren in the White House. They would certainly have somebody who has the ear of government. Even, you know, Governor Baker, a Republican, would like to have someone to speak to when he needs federal aid of some kind. So I think it'd be very popular here in Massachusetts, and I think it gives Massachusetts a leg up. Maybe not quite as much as when we had Tip O'Neill as Speaker of the House, but I think she's someone who'd be very friendly to her home state.
And how about having a Republican in the Senate, assuming that if it all happens and Charlie Baker nominates a Republican, what does that mean for the state?
The state will still have a House delegation that's all Democratic. They would still have Senator Markey. I'm not sure it would make a dramatic difference, but I can't imagine that Democrats would let that happen. If Elizabeth Warren is to be selected as vice president, I think Clinton would need assurances from the leadership of the state legislature that they will change the law so that Charlie Baker can get nowhere near selecting a successor.
Can it happen that easily? It didn't happen last time around.
It can't happen easily, but it can happen. You have to pass a law, and you'd have to have enough votes to override the governor's veto.
Jeff Berry is a political scientist at Tufts University. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.